What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. An awful lot to get into today. Of course, the Phils 2-3 over the weekend in Atlanta. Hairy at the end yesterday, but they pulled it out. And a good series win, a great start by Ranger, obviously, which just further complicates, and I mean this in a good way, complicates the Phillies' pitching future, because he is really pitching his way into a spot where you get to the point you say you can't get rid of this guy. So look, we'll get into the Ranger thing. Phils at the halfway point of the season, couple days removed, game and a half up on the division. Flyers make not one but two selections in the first round of the NHL draft. We'll get to the results of Joe versus Jack. That's me and Jack, and that's Goff, which we did yesterday. 7:20 today, we'll make the announcement of how that went, and all of it with you on the phone line today as we give away Adam Sandler tickets today. Great prize. You can only win them if you call. You got to call us at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Japan has over 200 flavors of Kit Kat.
Well, that's odd.
Yeah, a lot of people think it has to do with the fact that Kitokatsu means you will surely win in Japanese.
Which means, what does that mean, though? Like, what does that have to do with Kit Kat?
Kitokatsu sounds kind of like Kit Kat. Kitsukatsu.
Right.
Kitsukatsu.
So why
Kitsukatsu
200 instead of one?
Well, they're just very popular. So a lot of students, a lot of young kids like to give them to each other before a test. Or, people like to give them for good luck. Okay. You will surely win Kitsukatsu. But a lot of the flavors are really gross, like baked potato or...
No, that's horrible.
Melon and cheese. Okay. Vegetable juice.
No, that's no good. No good. I'll tell you what is good, the Phillies. And I'll tell you what's great is Ranger. So, guys, let's get to it. So they crossed the halfway point of the first half at the, Friday night, I believe it was. Bottom line is they're a game and a half up right now, 84 games into the season. So there's a lot to say about the first half. More of a roller coaster, John, than just about any Philly season I can remember, which is ironic because they currently have the fourth best record in baseball.
Well, that's the thing.
They've been up and down and up and down.
A roller coaster of our minds making in many cases.
Well, they've been like Schwarber in years gone by as a hitter, really hot or cold. Like it's been. Let's be real, guys. It's been an odd first half.
Now, it has been, yeah. And thankfully, some of the other teams that we're competing against,
the Braves,
been struggling.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, in a huge way.
Correct.
So that's helped our cause significantly.
No, it has.
So even though we've been sort of mediocre at times, we're still first.
Yeah, no. The Phillies are in a very good spot. There's no question. Here's a development that I can tell you I didn't see coming 3 months ago when this thing started. It's the Ranger thing to this extent where, like, I'm going to tell you four words. This is how I feel about Ranger, and then we'll get into it and all the manifestations of what it could lead to, because it's very complicated. But here are my four words on Ranger. Got to keep him. Got to keep him. Like, they've got to keep him. I don't know what else to tell you. And that's great. Look, he's my favorite Phil. I've been telling you that for about 5 years. He's my favorite Phil, and he's someone, obviously, that we all vibe with. Everyone loves Ranger Suarez, right? Everyone loves him. But we knew, and I'm going to give you the seven names. We all know him, and I'm not counting Taiwan, okay? None of that Taiwan nonsense. So we know the names. Wheeler. I'm going to go in the traditional sequence. Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, Sanchez, Lizardo, I'm going to put next. I'm just kind of going traditional over the last couple of years. Painter, Abel. That's seven names. So, John, when this season started 3 months ago, it was it's going to be great to have Ranger one more year and then sayonara. And, like, let's just use him while we have him or trade him while we have him to go get an outfielder or to go get a relief pitcher. Mm-hmm. And we've been through that the last 2 to 2.5 months discussing that reality. Now I am so off trading him during this season, and not only am I, let's use him while we have him, got to keep him. I don't know.
We
I
want
don't,
our cake and eat it, eating it too,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah. I do not know. And look, you guys tell me at 215-592-9494. We'll discuss the forms this thing could take if they try to keep him and who will have to go. But you guys know the basic deal. If you keep Ranger, someone's got to go. Maybe even two guys that merit a spot, don't get a spot on next year's team.
But that doesn't feel as painful to me as Ranger no longer being a Philly. You know, Ranger Suarez became the guy that you know, I'm thinking, oh, we can't possibly be, you know, not bringing Ranger back.
So I thought it started the other way. I thought it started, they're not going to be able to. There's almost no pathway to
people. Expectation was that they were going to, but I'm thinking, he's good, though. You know, my expectation was they can't do that to him, you know, but I thought that they would, you know, I had arrived to a point where I was okay with that. And you know, I figured we had all these other great starting pitchers, so we'd be okay.
They do, but that's the irony. They do have all these other great starting pitchers.
But not like our homegrown Ranger, who does everything just a little bit calmer, a little bit cooler, a little bit better. The only thing that worries me is it does seem like the back is a thing every single year.
That's a concern.
That is it's a limiting factor. It limits
how much you trust them.
Innings, there's so many factors there, but he's special.
So,
he is a different kind of guy, like an elite level in so many ways, and the kind of guy I want in my clubhouse. So, yeah, I have changed in my approach.
So you want to keep him.
I was resigned to the fact that he'd be gone. I'm now, we need to figure out a way to keep him,
I agree.
It's going to hurt, by the way. It's going to require parting with someone else who I never dreamt of parting with.
I agree with that also.
But that cost feels fine for me because Ranger Suarez, that is no longer a cost I'm willing to sacrifice.
Yo, well, listen, John, you and I are talking the same language. I'm curious where everyone else is at 215-592-9494. First off, let's just back up for a moment and say nice job by the Phils this weekend. So Friday night, a laugher. By the way, credit to Rob Thompson. He switches pitchers after the long rain delay. Braves manager does not score one for Topper there because the Braves starting pitcher got absolutely bombed. And I got, Ray, wouldn't you think that the rain delay played a part?
I was really surprised
that
he did that. They brought him out, you know, let him warm up and then let it. You don't do that.
Yeah, that was, that's 1-0 Rob Thompson on that one. I mean, he won that game in part by winning that decision. So Saturday, obviously a frustrating game. You know, we're back to the Romano thing again. You know, that's an issue. And then Sunday, Ranger holds it down. Phils play small ball in one inning. It was only one inning, but they play enough small ball in one inning to win a game. Obviously, with Ranger being the star of the game, going seven innings, giving up only one run. Phils hold on to win 2-1. So you can react to the whole series at 215-592-9494. But also let's drill down on are you with me that it's gotten to the point where like you've got to find a way to keep Ranger? Are you with me on that? And then question two, what are you prepared to do to see that through? Now, before we get to question two, James, I'm curious where you come down on that. I heard you say something yesterday I had not considered. I heard you say yesterday that you think Ranger has now entered the Cy Young Award race.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think he's a Cy Young contender. I mean, he has had 10 straight quality starts, and his ERA over that time is under 1.2.
Yeah, right. 1.1.
I mean, he's only had one bad start all year, his first start back, and then he's been lights out. I know he missed a month, and that's going to hurt him in the long run, but yeah, if he keeps anything resembling this pace, he's absolutely in the Cy Young.
Because, James, he does look like the April and May pitcher of last year.
Exactly
he
like
really,
him.
He really, I mean, it's dead on. Now, John, to your point, and this is particularly notable after the Nola lag in this contract, that if you give Ranger the 4-5-6-year deal, and I'm telling you guys, he's getting more than $100 million. It's going to be a lot. I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot. You do run a hell of a risk. I mean, like, I'm pro Ranger guy, but I'm not going to be head in the sand guy. I've seen Joel Embiid get the latest big deal and not be able to answer the bell. We've seen Aaron Nola, obviously, in recent weeks struggle. I mean, literally not able to pitch, and prior to that, not pitch effectively. So we do understand when you get into your 30s, there is a cost to the body having wear and tear, and if it comes with a $100 or $150 million contract, that's really scary. With that said, I don't ever remember a situation in Philadelphia sports in my lifetime where there's a guy this good, and up until like a week or two ago, people are like, yeah, he won't be on the team next year. And I'm like, hold on, stop the presses. I want him on the team next year. I got to find a way. Now, here are your options. I'm just going to lay them out. You guys tell me which lever you're pulling. You can get rid of Ranger. You cannot agree with me and say, I'll just move on. It's an option. It is an option. You can trade Lizardo after this season. You can trade Lizardo now. You could trade Lizardo in the month of July. By the way, we start July tomorrow. Like, Lizardo would be a pretty damn good trade chip. And with
I hate the feeling.
I'm not saying I love it either, but with two Octobers up ahead for him, like, a team that gets him could get him for two Octobers because he's got the remainder of this year and next year under contract.
I'd like to be that team that has him.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to get a great closer for him or a great outfielder for him. I'm just saying, these are your options. And guys, I get it. No one's going to like love any of them. You could trade Lizardo after this year or during this year. You could trade Andrew Painter for an unbelievable Major League Baseball player. Because there's some people that think he's going to be one of the five best pitchers in the next 10 years. So you could trade him for someone incredible. The only thing I don't put on the table is trading Wheeler. I'm just telling you right now. The only thing to me not on the table is trading Wheeler. But it is notable in the Ranger conversation. It is notable that Zach Wheeler came out last week and said he's pitching two more years and that's it. He's going to retire. Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe it's currently the truth, but we'll turn into something otherwise. He was crystal clear in an interview about a week or two ago that two more years and done. So you have to factor that into the Ranger thing. And then, of course, there's Nola, who I think most people would say, well, just trade him. Well, a couple of things. First off, monster contract, so hard to move. Second, he just a couple days ago, by having 10 years in Major League Baseball, became a 10-5 guy for which he cannot be traded unless he consents to it. And I got to imagine he would likely not consent to it. So, John, it's complicated. James, what do you
Pretty
do?
Incredible. I mean, what that Nola becomes the 10-5 guy 3 days
ago. James, what do you do?
Honestly, you said it before. I don't remember a precedent for this.
The only thing that is slightly, and I mean slightly, in the same realm was when the Eagles again made a run with Foles in 2018.
Yeah.
And you knew Carson was going to retake the mantle in 2019.
Because, like,
I know, yeah. But it says because you knew Foles
was a spot that is filled and do you want it? Yeah.
And exactly. it's not wide receiver where you can have 3, 4, 5 of them. Like quarterback you get one that really plays. And so the Foles thing was a tough, you know, like, it's a bummer. But like it is what it is. This one is a 5-man rotation. By the way, you could go 6-man, but I'll tell you why I wouldn't go 6-man. It would really be economically stupid. Like, you'd have 6 pitchers doing the same thing that 5 pitchers could do, and you'd be paying one of them $20, $25, $30 million, and that could be $20, $25, $30 million that could go to an outfielder. So, like, I know people could say, well, just make it a 6-man rotation. First off, Zach Wheeler wouldn't be happy with that. Just he wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And secondly, it would be economically dumb. I mean, you could have 162 pitchers if you want it, but it wouldn't be smart. I mean, it wouldn't be smart. Well, it's a different pitcher every day. Well, it would be dumb because the 5 guys can do the same thing the 6 guys can do. So, guys, I'm not telling you I have, like, the solution. I'm rolling out the options. I'm acknowledging the fact that it's complicated. I'm telling you I want to find a way to keep Ranger. I'm asking you, are you with me on wanting to find a way to keep Ranger? And question two, what do you think you're prepared to do to see that through? Are you prepared to trade Wheeler? I'm not. That's the only thing I'm not prepared to do is trade Zach Wheeler.